want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim sauce.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's Word on Food is Peter Luger's Steakhouse. After 2 days of crawling in the tight, labyrinthine, sun-blocked streets of Manhattan, it was a release to take a cab across the Brooklyn Bridge in spite of a steady early afternoon drizzle. We were heading to what some say is the greatest steakhouse in America, Peter Luger's. As we rode along, the gray geometry of bridge girders flashed against the granite skyline, and my eyes responded with a visual version of the oral clackety-clackety-clack of a locomotive. We'd eaten two ambitious French meals yesterday and an Asian banquet the night before that. A steak sounded tantalizing. When we won the Gourmet Magazine Award for the best restaurant in Florida, we flew to New York for the ceremony. One of the other recipients was Peter Luger's Steakhouse. I met one of the daughters of the Storch family that owns it. Her name is Jody, and she graciously invited us to come next time we were in town. So we did. Frankly, I was very surprised by the working-class-like austerity of the decor. I was way overdressed in the three-piece suit look I thought was going to be status quo for a steakhouse in Gotham. The tables were bare wooden rectangles. Our waiter brought us caraway rolls with cold chunks of butter. He also brought out a bottle of a beautiful California Cabernet, compliments of the family. We ordered tomato and red onion salad, shrimp cocktail with extra horseradish automatically served alongside, and the famous hash browns. We also ordered steak for three. Writer B. Wilson penned a piece on our amazing olfactory systems. As the steaks arrived, sizzling from the 1,000-degree broilers, her words came back to me. She wrote, "A couple of years ago, I interviewed a 9-year-old girl called Abby, who was born with no sense of smell, a condition called congenital anosmia. Abby told me she always wished she knew what bacon smelled like because grown-ups talked about it so much. Abby had never smelled cinnamon or oranges, stinky cheese, or her mom's freshly baked banana bread. Many of us in the modern world have lost the skill of smelling, as shown by the fact that we are so reliant on expiration dates when deciding when food has gone bad. A study published earlier this year by the biologist Asifa Majid found that modern Westerners have a feeble sense of smell compared with hunter-gatherers in the Malay Peninsula. Dr. Majid has written that hunter-gatherers find odors as easy to talk about as colors. Yet for your average Westerner, our olfactory life goes past unnoticed and unremarked. The steaks brought colors of a palette of emotion that would take a painter like Jackson Pollock." Jody came out from her office deep within Peter Luger's building. She told us of how her grandfather had purchased the place in 1950. As we spoke, a parade of various service staff members began bringing in tray after tray of raw, cut steaks into the kitchen from a van out in the parking lot. Jody told me they went through, get this, 10 tons of beef a week. Her grandfather was still alive at 92 and ate steak twice a day, every day. When I tasted it, I knew why he was still here. The steaks couldn't get any better in heaven. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one beer? Eat beef, 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 it's a mighty good food. It's a great day meal when I'm in the mood. Cow pokes will come.